We'd only been up there for a month when it was my turn with Tim Copra to go out and do a spacewalk. Then this was to repair one of the electrical components right at the very edge of the truss, or the, which is the piece of the space station that's about the size of a football pitch. For me, of course, it was my first spacewalk. And so it was an incredible experience, lots of preparation, hours and hours of training that had taken part over the 2.5 years prior to the mission in Houston, in the Neutral Buoyancy Laboratory, where we train for these 6-hour spacewalks underwater. So finally on spacewalk day, Tim started getting ready to open the hatch. And as soon as the sunlight started coming in, that was really, for me, the moment which I kind of breathed a sigh of relief and just thought, great, now we can finally go out and do what we've trained to do. Because until that moment, you're never sure if you're going to get a spacewalk. So many things can go wrong. So at that point, I relaxed. Tim went out the hatch first, and then I came out after him. Now, this is probably, for me, one of the most memorable moments of my life, which was descending down into this black abyss